Trevor Lawrence, look, the ACC is good competition, but for the most part, there's a lot of good teams. There are no great teams. Notre Dame is close. But Trevor Lawrence still has proven himself as to how, you know, he played the Ohio State game in the national semifinal 2 years ago against Alabama in the national championship game, how he played against Notre Dame in the ACC title game. He's played against, you know, in those circumstances, great competition. And for the most part, not always, but always, you know, the second Alabama title game, he didn't play that great. The game against Ohio State the second time through last year, But against Notre Dame, he was fabulous. And when they won the title against Alabama, he was fabulous. And that semifinal game in the Fiesta Bowl against Ohio State, he was fabulous. He's proven himself in the big moments, big stage. But now let's get to everybody else. What I find mystifying is the evaluation of Justin Fields. Justin Fields, to me, is accurate. Accurate deep ball, accurate short ball. And can run. Remember, Ohio State struggled with COVID. He played in the Big Ten championship game. Fields didn't play that well in the Big Ten championship game, but he didn't have Chris Olave. And with all due respect, please do not take this as an insult to the great fans around the area, but Julian Fleming is not Chris Olave. Now, down the road, can Julian Fleming be really good? Sure, of course he can, but he's not. He's not in his category yet. And that's who he had to turn to against Northwestern was Julian Fleming. That wasn't Chris Olave. And on this day, Julian Fleming isn't Chris Olave. Doesn't take a genius. Okay, if you have any kind of fairness in you, you understand exactly what I'm saying. It's not a put-down. It's a compliment to Chris Olave. Also, Northwestern, their defense is absolutely better than every defense Zach Wilson played this year. I didn't say Clemson. I didn't say Alabama. I said Northwestern. Northwestern's defense is better than every defense that Zach Wilson of BYU played this year. Then after that, he then had to play Clemson's defense, which is better than every defense that Zach Wilson faced this year. And to the credit of Fields, he played a terrific game against Clemson and got hurt and showed guts. And then, of course, against Alabama, he hung in for a long time against them. That's who he's been playing. With all due respect to Zach Wilson, who brings wonderful, natural quarterback gifts to the table, with all due respect to Trey Lance, who brings wonderful, natural quarterback gifts to the table, who the heck have they played? The best game that Zach Wilson was involved in last year was Coastal Carolina. If Coastal Carolina is announced tomorrow as being on Penn State's schedule, all of you are going, oh, yeah, really? That's nice. They had a good season last year, but really? That's not the marquee game of the year. They're going to play Coastal Carolina this week and Auburn the next. Now, which one does get you more excited? With all due respect to BYU, the game was set up in the middle of the week. And we just talked to Dave Cicchini yesterday about, hey, you found out on Wednesday it was Lehigh. What was that? And a mad scramble that went on. Well, BYU did have to do the same thing with Coastal Carolina. The difference is that instead of busing to Bethlehem like Bucknell did, they had to fly from Provo to Myrtle Beach. So I do understand that. But he didn't play well in that game. He has wonderful natural quarterback gifts, but who did they play? Trey Lance, North Dakota State. Incredible natural gifts. Big arm, can run. But who do they play? I can evaluate Justin Fields far better than I can evaluate the other guys because I've seen him play Penn State twice. So I've seen him twice in person, obviously. But I've seen him play Penn State twice. I saw him play a year ago against Michigan. I saw him play Clemson twice. I saw him play Alabama. I saw him play Wisconsin twice. He's got a body of work and success as opposed to Zach Wilson. I thought he looked great against Coastal Carolina. Man, I thought he looked tremendous against Navy. Oh, boy. Trey Lance, he was terrific against Northern Iowa. Okay. All right.